1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Nice, cold, wanted. Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Stamps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Shoot Around.
Welcome to our Fetch Rewards pregame show as the Badgers begin a three-game homestand, a critical three-game homestand. As for the first time this season, the Badgers face the Michigan Wolverines. There is the elephant in the room. What happened when these teams met last February, the postgame skirmish? The fact of the matter is, though, it's a really big game for both teams, trying to build their resumes and continue to state their case to be NCAA worthy. That said, I think both sides, I know the Wisconsin folks are admitting that the TV partners are having a little fun with all of this. It is Valentine's Day, right? Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, as the Badgers of Michigan meet for the first time. And even going back to Big Ten media days in Chicago, the Wisconsin Twitter account had a little fun with it, with a picture posted of Greg Gard and Michigan coach Juwan Howard. Beyond the photo op, though, the Badgers head coach did talk about the conversation that the two coaches had during media days, and it had nothing to do with what happened at the end of last year's game.
Actually, you know, we spent a lot of that time talking about Coach Moore, Howard Moore, you know, because Juwan grew up with him in Chicago, obviously was playing at Michigan about the same time Howard was here. So just, you know, it was more of an update and what's going on with Howard and what the future plans are in terms of trying to help him as, you know, there will be an event here in April coinciding with the 125 reunion to try to help Coach Moore through some long-range healthcare needs. But Juwan is, you know, I remember the second day after the car accident going back to Ann Arbor. It was over on the day of the car accident on a Saturday, and then came back about on Wednesday or Thursday the follow that next week. And it ironically was the same day Juwan had his press conference introduced as the new head coach at Michigan. And is I walked into the hospital room. Coach Howard was standing there at the bedside with Howard. So that's my first introduction to Juwan Howard, and that's the memory and thought, you know, of his concerns for Howard and Coach Moore and his family.
So what happened last February, but both sides know there are much more important things out there, and Greg Gard mentioned it on his radio show. He also mentioned it to the media covering his weekly news conference yesterday here at the Kohl Center. That said, we have basketball tonight. Wisconsin and Michigan. The Badgers 6-8 in the Big Ten, 14-10 overall. Michigan 8-6 in league play, 14-11 overall. Coming up, we'll visit with Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on our Fetch Rewards pregame show. The Fetch app gives Badger fans a home court advantage. Every time you shop and dine, turn any receipt into points you can redeem for tons of popular gift cards. It's America's favorite way to save. Build right here in Madison. Download Fetch today. We're back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The
Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
This is the Fetch Rewards pregame show here at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin and Michigan tonight, joined courtside by Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, everybody's favorite Valentine, no doubt. Do you feel extra chipper on a day like this?
My heart is bursting with emotion.
That's your kind of day. It's raining sideways.
Yeah, raining sideways, and then we got, what, 17 feet of snow coming on Thursday? Yeah, my kind of week.
Or maybe 3 inches, something like that.
Well, it depends. We're tracking the storm.
It depends on how it tracks, as always. Let's get to the matters at hand. I think Greg Gard made it pretty clear. I mean, no one's ignoring what happened last year. What happened happened. But his team needs a win. So does Juwan Howard's team. And that really kind of overrides a lot of the other stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think if both teams were in the midst of a really good season or just playing solid ball and weren't worried about getting into the NC2A field, it would be a bigger storyline. You know, their players were asked about it this week. They addressed it. I can't speak for what came out of the Michigan camp. But, yeah, it's not a big storyline because the basketball is far more important to both teams.
And a Michigan team that is 2-9 against Quad 1 competition, and this is not a Quad 1 game for the Wolverines here tonight. But they are young, and we'll hear from Greg Gard in a bit. But I'm eager to see Jed Howard in person because he really can be electrifying, right?
Yeah, he can. There are some games where if he's on from three-point range, that makes them a completely different team, especially when you've got a horse in the middle like Dickinson. And they're younger at point guard than they anticipated because they lost their transfer point guard, Llewellyn, to, I believe, an ACL injury early in the season. So you've got young guys there, but there's still a lot of physical ability on that court.
Yeah, you mentioned Hunter Dickinson, and obviously there's a sidebar story with that as
really?
Well. But as a basketball, I tend to go more nuts and bolts in this role. You have a lot of different five men in this league. Zach Edey, obviously a dominant force. Trace Jackson Davis has become that, but neither is the type of player who's going to step out. Hunter Dickinson will, and that's a little bit of a difference that in style that the Badgers are up against tonight.
Yeah, and when he first got to Michigan, that wasn't part of his repertoire. He worked on that and has become a legitimate three-point threat. And, you know, Wisconsin, yeah, they're used to pulling big guys out with their guys and making them defend out to the three-point line. I'll really be curious to see how often Dickinson comes out, and does Stephen Kroll say, okay, I'm going to make you prove to me that you can hit it tonight.
Greg Gard will always be defense first, and I get it, particularly this year with a team that does struggle to score. That said, the inability to finish And so it's been an issue at, you know, through a good chunk of this season. In fairness to Tyler Wahl, he was off to a better start this season in that regard. He was off to a good start. And then the injury, it's been a major issue. And it's, you know, the three-point shooting has improved from a year ago. Now they got to improve those points in the paint.
Yeah, and we talked to Joe Krabbenhoff yesterday about Crowell in particular, and because he really struggled at Nebraska. 4-13, only drew two fouls on 13 shots. So that was an issue. There were several times I thought he should have been stronger going up to the rim. Krabbenhoff pointed out a little bit that there were also some times where he anticipated the double coming or was surprised to not see the double coming, and he rushed some things and he wasn't on balance, and that makes it look worse than it is. So, and Krabbenhoff pointed out that, you know, he did a really nice job the game before at Penn State. Now, different type of defense against Penn State. And Crowell said that, we asked him, he said, Michigan does not consistently double the post. Mm-hmm. So that will be an interesting storyline tonight.
I know before we went on the air, you took notice of what Penn State is doing to Illinois. It's just halftime, but it's 53-4, which again makes that Wisconsin win in University Park, that's a hard place. Only Michigan State has done it outside of Wisconsin in that building. That Penn State can be, you know, a lot of teams can be better at home than on the road. But with Penn State, they really shoot it at home.
Well, that was a quad one victory for Wisconsin.
Yes, sir.
I think the difference tonight, I think you said Pickett had 22 in the first half against Illinois. I thought against Wisconsin, he missed some shots that he normally makes, and he didn't get going early, which really helped Wisconsin, and they were able to stave him off in overtime. But that then makes that loss to Nebraska even more baffling, because you go into Penn State, which has played really well at home all year, you find a way to win that game, and you go to Nebraska and you blow a 17-point lead in the second half. You just cannot do that.
No, it stings, no doubt. You know, Zach Edey is obviously the front runner to win player of the year. TJD can make a strong argument, but you brought up Pickett. He might be as good as anybody in this or most any other league. Do you agree?
Yeah, I haven't, you know, I'll worry about who my top five guards are for first team and all that later, but he's got to be a strong candidate. And I haven't looked at the field, but I liked watching him before I saw him live and seeing him in two games now. He's just a tough guard. He's a tough guy to slow down no matter who you are defensively.
He can do so much. He can play bully ball with you, great distributor, great rebounder, just a terrific all-around talent. Well, you want to go outside and enjoy the rain a little bit more before tip-off?
I'm hoping that some of it comes in here, but I'm going to make a quick prediction tonight. It's been a long time. The home team's going to play inspired ball and pull one out.
There you go. We haven't had that hot take pregame for a while.
We haven't, so feel free to dump on me when Michigan wins. You know, go ahead.
It's on Jeff Patrigas. Thank you, sir. That's Jeff Patrigas of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Stay with us. Coming up, our Badger Spotlight as the Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. We'll check in with Badgers junior Carter Gilmore in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub, lots of matza pizza.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup at LDirectorsCup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is proud to support Wisconsin. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Time for tonight's Badger Spotlight. And this evening, we hear from Badgers junior Carter Gilmore out of Heartland Arrowhead High School. His playing time is up considerably from a season ago. Now, last year, we saw him quite a bit early in the year, but as the season moved on, his minutes regressed. Well, this season, he's playing quite a bit more, and it's been a wire-to-wire thing, at least so far, including three starts for Carter Gilmore. And you have to look beyond the points per game. He has brought a lot to the table, certainly has improved on the defensive end of the floor. And as he reminds us, all of this started after last season came to a conclusion. He admits things didn't go the way he had hoped. So instead of pouting about it, he did something about it. And it's been paying off so far this season.
When I went home last summer, I knew I had a lot of work to put in if I wanted to come out and play at the level I wanted to play at. So last year I got some experience and it didn't go as well as I wanted to. And I just kind of had a conversation with my mom and myself about what I wanted with my time here at Wisconsin. And I knew my dream was to play here, and I really wanted to fulfill that to the maximum I could. And I knew I had to go home and work on all the things I needed to improve on. So I had to look myself in the mirror and step it up a notch.
What was the biggest thing you learned? You touched on it here a little bit, but just about the nature of the game at this level, the things that you picked up last year that are helping you now.
Yeah, I think I was kind of feeling sorry for myself. I think I just thought that things were going against me. I was a walk-on. I had it tough. I was playing behind Tyler Wall, and I just kind of looked at myself in the mirror and just realized and looked around and saw that all the guys that have it here always have someone coming for their spot, or they had something go against them. And I just realized that life's hard. It's going to knock you down, but like everyone says, it's about how you get up and how you respond to that. And it's just me learning that when stuff doesn't go my way, it's not happening against me, it's happening for me. So I just got to learn each day that each day is an opportunity, and every time that something doesn't go my way, I got to learn from it, get better, and respond. And that's just continuing every day to learn that as well.
And probably in your role here, there are times when other coaches have really, in talking with them, they've really been appreciative of what you've done, because there are times when your assignment is quite the challenge. You know, you're playing a five at times. You're looking up at the guys that you're up against. What's the key? What do you have to do to be able to compete with guys who you might be giving up a few inches to?
Yeah, I think you just got to really have the fight inside of you. You got to, some of these guys might be bigger, but you got to be smarter than them. You got to want it more than them. And just got to go out there and give up your body. I've watched guys plenty of times here in the past at Wisconsin that might not have been the biggest or the strongest, but the fight inside them helped them be a good defender, being smart. And I still got a ways to go. I got to improve. I got to help our team in more ways, be a better defender and stuff like that. But One thing that has helped me, kept me on the floor and playing against those bigger guys is just staying solid, doing my job, and just wanting a little more than the guy I'm guarding. So that's helped me stay on the floor a little more this year.
You mentioned that with guys that you've watched in the past. Are there one or two players in particular that come to mind for you, Carter? Like, yeah, this is a guy that, you know, I want to be able to do things the way he does them.
Yeah, I remember one guy in particular, not obviously the same position, but Zach Showalter. When he came in, he was a spark plug. He was the walk-on. We had kind of a similar path of our dads both played for Bull Ryan, both had a walk-on here and earn our spot. But just when he came on the floor, he might not have been the tallest guy. He might not have been the guy you look at that looked like he was going to make the biggest impact. But he came in and he played with that fire inside of him. And so he was definitely a player I looked at, had an impact when he came in the game. And then a player I'm not playing like, but I just love his game, was Sam Decker growing up. Was just how skilled he was. But I remember my dad always watching and just, you know, watching Sam Decker, that as good as he was, he had to continue to work on defense. He had to continue to work on both ends of the floor. But he was always a player I kind of watched growing up and looked up to for sure as a young kid.
Those are two good examples. Sam Decker drew one of the most famous charges in program history, obviously, in the Final Four against Kentucky. In your role, you talk about you want to continue to get better defensively, which you have improved. And I know you say you want to continue to get better. You were a prolific scorer at Arrowhead. Is the mindset, it's probably not the easiest adjustment, you know, to be known as a defender here when you were such a great scorer in high school. Did that take you a little bit of time to kind of lock into that type of a adjustment?
Yeah, I don't think I'm still adjusted to it. You know, in my head, I think to impact the game, I got to do stuff on offense, the offensive end, or score, or do stuff like that. And this year, my role isn't that. So I just got to know when I go out there that I might not shoot the ball five times a game. I might only shoot it once or twice, but it's the impact in the games in the other way. It's the loose balls, the offensive rebounds, the hustle plays, the grit that just can set the tone for our team and let the other team know that we're here to fight. And I just got to continue to pick up that role, but I also got to be more aggressive. I know there's more in my game that I can add to this team, and I just got to believe in myself and go out there and score a little more as well. I know I'm capable of it. As we saw in high school, and as I've showed here on the practice floor many times, that I can score, but I just got to believe in myself and go out there and make some more plays, too.
That's Carter Gilmore, the Badgers junior out of Heartland, Wisconsin, and that is tonight's Badgers Spotlight. Stay with us. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame show is coming up with our Badger Notebook. We're back in a couple. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. But I'm not a criminal.
I work for youth advocate programs. Yeah, I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, and get a job.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration and neighborhood violence. Youth advocate programs. Learn how at yapinc.org.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Doctor.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Rolling on with our Fetch Rewards pregame show at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin and Michigan here tonight. First of two meetings this month between these programs. Time for our Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. Well, I don't think it's overhyped to say this is a highly anticipated game. I think both sides have looked forward to this. And Patrick, the Grateful Red is looked forward to this for a while, and they're, a bunch of them are already here right now, but not dressed in red. So
yeah,
much.
good early turnout for the student section, as you would expect. There was a line out here before the game, and they've got a self-orchestrated blackout tonight where they're all decked out in black, and I'm pretty sure they're going to give a pretty rude greeting to the Michigan team when they come out the next time. They're not out here warming up right now. They just went in the locker room, and there was a little bit of booze for Hunter Dickinson and his clan, but not over the top just yet. But from the Michigan perspective, they're leaning into it, almost like WWE villains. Hunter Dickinson showed up off the bus wearing a ski mask to get to enter the Kohl Center, which is questionable, but that's been a topic early here. And, you know, some of the things that he has said recently, he's clearly not afraid of stirring the pot a little bit. But tonight's atmosphere should be good. It always is when Michigan comes. It's a big brand. It's yes. People like beating Michigan around here, no matter what the records are, no matter what the sport. So you add in the backstory of last year. And for the Wisconsin's part, they've done as good a job as they can of diffusing it. I would say, you know, Coach Gard has publicly, the players have really diffused it and not taken the bait of trying to overhype this game, because when you come down to it, it's a really important basketball game. Forget about the side theatrics. Wisconsin could really use a win in this one.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, trying to get that home court advantage back. Hey, congrats to Joe Thomas, first ballot Pro Football Hall of Famer, and very much deserved. And a couple of Badgers on the short list in the basketball world to the Naismith Hall of Fame, namely Bo Ryan and Michael Finley, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, in December that list came out that they were nominees for it, and they've both been on the nominee list in the past, and Bo Ryan has made it to finalist status a few times already, but not the last couple. And this year's list has some high-profile first-time nominees that you would think would get in. Dirk Nowitzki, Tony Parker, Greg Popovich, Dwayne Wade, to name a few. But there often is a spot for a collegiate coach. And if you look at some of the last few years, I've got grievances with the fact that Bo Ryan hasn't been in. I'll put it that way, put it frankly. So the finalists for this finalist will come out on Friday at 4:30 as part of NBA All-Star Weekend. That's when they'll announce the finalists. And I hope that both of those names get on there, but especially Bo Ryan. Michael Finley, we know what he's done. He set the Wisconsin scoring record back when he was playing over 2,000 points. First-round pick, two-time All-Star, NBA champion, scored over 17,000 points. He's now in the front office with the Spurs, or with the Mavericks, excuse me. He's going to be here in attendance tonight. Sitting with Chris McIntosh up in the Nicholas Suite. His number is hanging in the rafters. So he's a hero around here. And I think, I don't know if he's got a chance at being in the Hall of Fame, but to be on the short list is a great accomplishment anyway. Now, the Bo Ryan grievance. So last year, Bob Huggins was placed in the Naismith Hall of Fame. The year before that, Eddie Sutton. A few years prior to that, Lefty Driesell. I don't mean to disparage or discredit anything that they did, because they're fabulous coaches who have accomplished a ton in their careers. But I have a hard time figuring out how their credentials would be any better than Bo Ryan's. In fact, I would say that they're definitely worse. And so let me cite a few things. Bob Huggins, 41-year career at Walsh, Akron, Cincinnati, K-State, and West Virginia. Two Final Fours, zero major conference championships. Won 930 games, win percentage 70%. Okay, very good. Eddie Sutton, three Final Fours in his 37-year career at Creighton, Arkansas, Kentucky, Oklahoma State, San Francisco. Had to have games vacated, forced to resign from Kentucky, but 804 wins, 71 win percentage. Lefty Driesell, 41-year career, Davidson, Maryland, James Madison, Georgia State, zero Final Fours, did win the 1972 NIT championship, two ACC championships at Maryland, 786 wins, 67% win percentage. All three, great coaches, deserving to be in the Hall of Fame. Bo Ryan, 32-year career, 747 wins, same category there, 76 win percentage, higher than all of those, 4 national championships at Platteville, as we know, 2 Final Fours at Wisconsin, 4 Big Ten regular season championships, 3 tournament titles, the best win percentage in Big Ten history, and he's 10th in Big Ten with 172 wins all time. He did get in the Collegiate Basketball Hall of Fame in 2017. But it's a crime that he's not in the Naismith Hall.
It is. I'll take it a step further. It's both an insult and a joke that he's not in the Naismith Hall. The numbers, the facts are the facts. He should be in. It should be a matter of time, and hopefully his time is upon us.
I think his Division III work gets discredited, which is insulting to the Division III.
That alone should get him
in. Sure. 4 national championships, the winningest coach of the 90s.
Yes.
Yeah, it's it. I have tried to think of who I can lobby, and it's a cryptic organization that's hard to know who votes on it.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that they come to their senses one of these years and put the man in. He deserves it.
I echo everything you just said. Appreciate your time as always. That's Patrick Herb. That is tonight's Badger Notebook. More of our Fetch Rewards pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Silver lining means you are backed by a policy and a company that is going to do everything they can to get you back whole to like you were before.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
But there's a promise there. You know, that word means we're going to answer our promise in the policy and get you back up and running of your business or, you know, if you're home, we're going to get your home put back together as if nothing had happened.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
What in the world are you doing, Bob?
Well, I'm dressing up like an elf, Tony, so I can play in the Usinger All-Star Game. Never played an All-Star Game, and I figure this is my best shot.
Don't you think you're a little too tall to be an elf?
That's the beauty of this outfit. It lets me walk on my knees.
How are you going to bat from your knees?
Hopefully better than I did standing up.
I guess you've never been known for your bat.
Oh, heck no. And you know what? I'd rather be known for my brats anyway. Usinger's famous sausage. Now that's a Hall of Famer.
You got that right.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
For the Wisconsin Badgers tonight as they open a 3-game homestand against Juwan Howard's Michigan Wolverines. The Badgers 6-8
In Big Ten play, they've lost three of their last four games at home, so the Badgers trying to reestablish home court advantage. The Wolverines 8-6 in conference play, 14-11 overall. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
When the wolf?
Oh, a wolf. Ooh!
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale sound.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 39, southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, daytime highs approaching 40. Lows around 20, tomorrow night, overcast. A dusting of snow Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 41.
Badgers and Wolverines here tonight at the Kohl Center, joined by head coach Greg Gard. Quick turn. We've said this many times. It's always a good thing. The way your guys, I always marvel at how athletic teams, they get back at it. They get right back on the saddle. A lot of enthusiasm, a lot of chatter, upbeat practices. I guess every team wants to be that way. Maybe not every team is. This team is, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they've learned that that's has to be the norm here. We talk about that all the time. You know, you're not always going to have things go as you want. And even when you do have things go as you want, you can't dwell in the past, good or bad. You got to move on to next. So this group has handled it well. I thought Sunday they responded well. The film session wasn't pretty, to say the least, but they understand it and they own it and they know we have to be and can be much better.
And as you've mentioned many times, offense, it's there some days, other days it isn't, but the non-negotiable is the defensive end. I mean, you came to us courtside at Nebraska. We could break this down, that down, whatever, but it starts defensively, right?
Yeah, and it's, that's I guess as a coach, I'm frustrated that it changed within the game because I thought the first half we were decent. We weren't great, but we were not how we, were in the second half. So, that's it's our job to help them fight through that when there are bumps in the road and within the game and respond to it better. And credit Nebraska, too. I mean, I don't want to put it all on us or our guys. They made plays. Tominaga got hot, which he has done many, many times. That's why it wasn't like we didn't know that going in. We've seen him that story before with other teams. So, but I like the response that we got on Sunday and what we got yesterday. And, like you said, right back at it tonight. You can't sit around and feel sorry for yourself because you got more games coming.
Tominaga has taken a few more laps around the deal in the Big Ten than even Chucky, for that matter, or Connor. They've been really hot, too, at times. But you have to kind of remind them because they're young guys. Connor, obviously, a freshman. And this is still just the second year for Chucky. Say, hey, man, you're
you're good. It just let yourself go out there, have fun.
And yeah, and I have to remind myself probably of that. You know, I'm not real patient when it comes to some things, mm-hmm. and I want it now and demand better, and I have to keep reminding myself, you know, that these guys are Connor's going through it for the first time, you know, and Chucky the first time being really in the spotlight with a lot on his shoulders and on his plate. He had, you know, a sidekick, or not even a sidekick. He was the sidekick to a really good leader last year in Brad Davis, and maybe one of the best I've been around. So that has been an adjustment for him, and specifically when you get in intense competitive moments, you have to be able to help everybody respond better.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk more about tonight's game, the Badgers in Michigan, as our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball, not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state, here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. SiriusXM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got your school covered. On Big Ten Radio, there's complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along online or on the SiriusXM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now, as a college student, you can stream your first 3 months of SiriusXM for $1. Fees and taxes apply. See offer details and subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
Badgers of Michigan tonight is the first of a couple of meetings here that are coming at you pretty quickly here. Game one, I mean, we talked on your show about the elephant in the room. We've rehashed that enough. But the team itself, young, but again, really talented. We'll get to Hunter Dickinson in a moment, who's not so young, but Jed Howard, he's somebody that jumped to you right away, right?
Yeah, I mean, he looks the part. You don't have to watch much film, you know, and obviously you see a little bit of Michigan here and there, but just because we had... You know, to play him, this is obviously a little late in the year to have see somebody for the first time, which will, again, with Rutgers on Saturday, be first time. But it doesn't take much tape viewing to figure out, and he's really talented. can score in a lot of ways, really shoots it well, got good length, good size. And they've had other guys, too, that have stepped in. But Jet really has done a great job as a freshman, you know, coming in and blending with, you know, Joey Baker, the transfer from Duke that they brought in. We mentioned Hunter Dickinson. They had their point guard go down early in the year with an ACL. Llewellyn, the transfer from Princeton, so they've had a freshman step in, and much like Connor's been thrust into a role for us, Doug McDaniel's done a good job of commanding the point there for them, and Kobe Bufkin, he doesn't get talked about, very talented. Jet Howard gets a lot of the headlines, but Kobe Bufkin's a really talented offensive player.
I remember 2 years ago, before you faced Michigan, you really had great things to say about Dickinson and his skill level on the floor. How have you seen him evolve here? I mean, statistics, whatever, but how have you seen him evolve as a player in these last couple years?
I think a little more patient and calculated in the post, and that's typical when you get some seasoning, so to speak, and you've seen a lot of things thrown at you. He's always been a pretty good passer, but the patience with it is a little more evident. And he's added, you know, capable three-point shot. He doesn't shoot a lot of them, but he's shooting in the 40% range, so that makes him a weapon there. And he's not afraid to, you know, they put him in some situations where they intentionally go to him at the three-point line just because of, you know, the putting bigs in a help-and-recover situation that maybe they aren't always used to. So, you know, like I said, he's definitely a focal point for them offensively. We're going to have to do a terrific job on him, but obviously we've got a lot of other good players around him.
Side note, we've been able to bring this up here in recent games especially. You noticed it. I noticed it when I came in here well before the game. It's not great outside. Rain's coming down. Students are... they're lining up.
Yeah, okay. They were, you know, I was here well before, you know, we taped this or do this, but yeah, they've been awesome. You know, really, they've been a great group to watch grow, you know, and I know they want to do more, and, you know, there's a constant evolution there for in-game experience and specifically with our students, and we obviously see it in a lot of different places. We get to see all the different arenas and venues around the league specifically, and, you know, I think our group realizes that we've got to continue to raise the bar, and our fans and our students specifically have done a really good job of stepping up to that challenge.
And as we talked about on your show, with everything that transpired last year, this is a really important game for the Badgers, for Michigan. You have smart guys. They know that too.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't talk about, you know, I reminded them about last year, and that that's an unfortunate circumstance that we all have to learn from. And, you know, for myself, and I know with Coach Howard, we both got to do a good job of being role models, not only for our players, but for all those thousands of people watching out there, too. So I think that's the big thing is, hey, let's play the game between the lines. We respect each other, play hard. I mentioned earlier on the radio show about the connection with Coach Moore, Howard Moore, with Coach Howard. So, you know, for us, you know, we got a lot of basketball in front of us. We're still in the mix to get something out of the postseason or get into where we want to be, but you have to take it one day at a time and continue to get better possession by possession.
All right, well said. That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Our Fetch Rewards pregame show continues. Coming up, a look around the Big Ten presented by Exact Sciences. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Childhood should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Did a quick check of our Big Ten report presented by Exact Sciences. Two games in progress. Penn State leads Illinois 79-66. Make that 80-66 Penn State. A little less than 7 minutes left in that game. Jalen Pickett really playing well.
And Nebraska has put up 40 in the first half at Rutgers. That's uncommon. 40-35, the Huskers lead Rutgers. C.J. Wilcher has hit three threes in that game as Nebraska trying to carry over what it did on Saturday over in Piscataway. Big story over the weekend, though, is in the Welch Ryan Arena, where Northwestern beat Purdue for 16 turnovers, six from the big guy, Zach Edey. They defend, and they get really good guard play. It gives them a chance, doesn't it?
What a combination in that backcourt with Bowie and Odige. And Odige didn't score in the first half. So he showed his resiliency, and so did the Cats. I mean, a lot of teams would have faltered down the stretch just because it's Purdue and you have to figure out how to handle the guy in the middle. Well, they did. Yep. They handled him, and they handled the freshman, and they made the freshman play like freshman more so than anybody else has thus far.
Yeah, they are so good at doubling down there, and they caused problems for Edey, who turned it over six times. You mentioned Chase Audige. He ended up with 15 points. Boo Bowie was just terrific again, 26 for Northwestern. That is your Big Ten Report presented by Exact Sciences. When we continue, we'll run down our Nissan keys to tonight's game. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Your home is where you should feel the safest, but the air there can be more dangerous, up to five times more polluted than outside air. Let us help you take the steps toward making it a healthier home with our Bryant Indoor Air Quality Solutions. We can help with everything from whole home air purifiers to indoor humidity control. To schedule an evaluation of your home's air, visit Bryant.com to find a local dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
All right, let's get to tonight's Nissan keys to the game. Mike Gregg sat with us after the game in Lincoln. We talk about shots that weren't falling, but it starts with defense, and he was not pleased, particularly those last 16 minutes of regulation and on into overtime. You got to shore that up here against Michigan tonight.
It's kind of ironic, Matt, that both of these teams are suffering from some of the same problems in that they'll play very well during stretches of the game, but neither has shown the knockout punch or the ability to execute a finishing kick. It's hampered the progress of both coaches in terms of what they want to get accomplished.
Yeah, close. closing time has been an issue with Michigan. When you talk about it, we're very Badger-centric, obviously, but Michigan's had the similar issues, as you said. And the other thing is finishing near the rim. That has been an issue. Certainly, it reared its ugly head in Lincoln. You get the ball inside, you got to find a way to get it in the bucket.
Well, you have to go up strong, and you have to get to the free throw line. Only one player shot free throws against the Cornhuskers. That was Tyler Wall. That's it, 4 of 6?
Yep, that's it.
That's not enough.
Nope, not even close. Those are your Nissan keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about, but you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get-screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Let's get to the UW Health Injury Update, brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Everybody up and running for Wisconsin tonight. Terrence Williams II, though, for Michigan, not expected to play here tonight. That is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups, brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Juwan Howard's Michigan Wolverine. His front line without Terrence Williams tonight. We'll begin with Will Cheddar, 6'8 sophomore out of Stewartville, Minnesota, averaging 2.5 points per game. This will be his 19th game appearance this season. The man in the middle is Hunter Dickinson, 6'1, 260-pound junior out of Alexandria, Virginia. 18 points, 8.5 rebounds. He has rejected 42 shots. In the backcourt, Kobe Bufkin, 6'4 sophomore out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, 12 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists per game. Jet Howard, 6'8 freshman, the coach's son, 15 points a game. And Doug McDaniel, the freshman point guard, 5'11 out of Washington, D.C., 7 points and 3 rebounds, 3.7 assists per game. For Greg Guards, Wisconsin Badgers, same five as usual. Tyler Wall and Stephen Crowell up front. You got Max Klesman and Connor Esiejan in the backcourt, and running the offense per usual is Chucky Hepburn, the 6'2 sophomore out of Omaha, Nebraska, at 13 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists per game. Michigan leads this series through the years 94-77. Michigan has come up winners in 6 of the last 9 meetings. The Badgers winning the one and only matchup last February. And in case you're wondering, Greg Gard and Juwan Howard had a very nice, cordial conversation moments ago with cameras all around them. All is well. Let's play basketball. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is committed to the Midwest values of honesty, integrity, and trust in all of the business we do. From Detroit, Michigan to Madison, Wisconsin, and from Chicago, Illinois to the Upper Peninsula, we've got you covered. Quality parts, friendly service, and a huge selection of name brand products. You can even shop online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. That's Bumper to Bumper. We appreciate your business and thank you for shopping locally.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off.
To the line, down the lane, to the rim, slam dunk,
works to the free throw line, and a layup, and traffic got it, caught it, and a foul.
Down the lane, drops the hammer, thank you and good night.
Throws left side,
picked up ball, it's over, let's have a party.
Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. With the call of today's game, here's Mike Lucas and the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaFay.
For the rivals we watch, for some gallantly streets.